Cumulative Test 3. 1.
Taking on a job with fixed hours, often at the weekend, and having to travel long distances to get to work, are big no-nos for me. I wouldn't dream of getting a job in a cafe, serving customers, for example. I'd always look for a job with some flexibility. I made some pocket money last summer from pet sitting. The suburb where I live is full of big houses, and many of my neighbours commute long distances, so more often than not, dogs are left on their own for part of the day. Someone to pop round to feed and play with their dog, or take them out in the middle of the afternoon, was just what they were looking for.
2.
Forget about waiting tables or stacking supermarket shelves, and be a little proactive. That's my advice. There are loads of jobs to be had in your own neighbourhood. Do you realise how expensive it is to hire a landscaping company to cut the grass or clear out all the garden rubbish? Why not offer your services for a fraction of the price? And why not be a little bit professional about it too? Last summer, my mate Tom and I designed our own cards, advertising our services, and splashed out on garden gloves and a few tools. We ended up busier than we'd ever been. Not only that, but we got to spend July in the sun in the open air, got to work when we liked and not when we were told to, and you should have seen our suntans.
3.
Last July, just about everyone I know ended up working in a cafe, running around, taking orders, getting shouted at. Not for me, I thought, so I looked further afield and found an afternoon job in a cinema of all places. And I don't mean a big multiplex with 20 screens selling popcorn in buckets, but a small place with a little kiosk and one screen, which often showed old black and white films. Getting there and back on the bus each day was time-consuming, but the overall experience was great. I worked 4 afternoons from 2 to 6 selling tickets and programmes, and of course I got to sneak in and see bits of the films.
4.
On the first day of my summer job last year, I got chased by an enormous dog which pulled the bag I was carrying off my shoulder. I kept running, I can tell you. Despite all that, though, I'd really recommend delivering free newspapers to people's houses as a great part-time job. I got lots of exercise for a start, and I had some control over when I started, although I did have to be back at the shop by 10. So on some days, I went round as fast as I could, and on other days, I took my time. Most days, I had finished my round before breakfast, so I had the whole day to do whatever I liked.